So can you start off by talking about what Project 2025 might tell us about how a new Trump administration might handle Medicaid?
So Project 2025 is a huge plan that has eaten up a lot of political discourse and contains a range of conservative wish list items, everything from abortion to immigration to Medicaid. Trump himself has said he has no connection to the plan, which you mentioned at the top. And I think it's good to also mention that a Trump administration's ability to pass many of these policies is going to depend on the makeup of Congress after the election. I also think it's worth taking just a step back to offer some history here. The 2010 Affordable Care Act expanded Medicaid to non-disabled adults under 65. And to incentivize states adopting the expansion, the federal government agreed to match states for 90% of the cost of services to that new group. Now, Project 2025 talks about reforming financing for Medicaid in really vague terms, calling for a more balanced or blended matching rate, and the use of things like block grants, which can essentially cap how much money can come to a state for Medicaid. Experts I spoke with say that kind of language is essentially amounting to a cut, either to services or to the number of people who will ultimately be covered.
Ben, we've heard about cuts like these before. Correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't the repeal and replace movement led by House Speaker Paul Ryan back in 2017 aimed at doing something pretty similar to this?
You are exactly right. A lot of this is not new. Listen to what Edwin Park told me. He's a researcher at Georgetown University McCourt School of Public Policy.
This proposal in Project 2025 is no different than what's commonly included in leading Republican conservative health plans, going all the way back to Paul Ryan's budget plans, efforts to block grant, all the way back to Ronald Reagan in 1981, Newt Gingrich in 1995, and so forth.
Why are so many conservative plans aimed at reducing Medicaid spending?
Well, it's worth understanding that Medicaid, Medicare, and Social Security spending make up about half of the federal budget. So if you're looking for places to cut, it's obviously up there. I spoke with Brian Blaze, a former Trump advisor and president of the conservative Paragon Health Institute. The institute recently released its own plan, which includes more explicit steps to phase down federal matching rates for Medicaid spending. Conservatives like Blaze say those drawdowns are necessary because the federal deficit is growing and because of what he describes as abuse of Medicaid funding models.
My view is that Medicaid, you know, it's a program for low-income Americans. It's a welfare program. It should not be a cash cow for the healthcare industry.
And what do progressive policy folks have to say about this?
So I spoke to Allison Orris. She is a senior fellow at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. She said the idea that states aren't paying attention to Medicaid spending because the federal government is picking up a big chunk of the tab just doesn't make sense to her.
That's where I think, you know, the conservative vision is really different, and that a lot of these proposals are, you know, focusing on taking coverage away from people. Even if they're framed as reducing federal costs, you know, or cleaning up program integrity, or, you know, whatever the argument is.
And Orris says the kinds of policies that are being talked about, including block grants or changes to Medicaid matching rates, could result in millions of people ultimately losing their coverage.
Ben, thank you so much for taking time to talk with us today.
Always a pleasure, Lizzie.